New York Magazine's transgender critic Andrea Long Chu promotes sex changes for children as biological justice. By David Ng on March 12, 2024. New York Magazine is promoting the belief that children should be allowed to freely change their gender without interference from parents or any other adult, calling it a form of biological justice and the moral thing to do. In this week's cover story, Pulitzer Prize-winning cultural critic Andrea Long Chu argues that allowing children to undergo sex change procedures is a right that comes from something called biological justice, which, he writes, also includes the right to abortion, the right to nutritious food and clean water, and, crucially, the right to health care. Andrea Long Chu, a biological man who identifies as a woman, penned a nearly 8,000-word essay for New York in which he leads the reader through a dense thicket of gender epistemology, sex deconstructionism, postmodern everything, and Judith Butler. Do you know the difference between a TERF and a TARL? You're about to find out. Chu's essay takes aim at those on the left who aren't on board with sex change operations for kids. These counter-revolutionaries include the staff at the New York Times, which has run a series of articles questioning the sharp rise in transgenderism among children, especially adolescent girls. Also on Chu's hit list are The Atlantic, The Economist, and independent journalists who have in any way questioned trans dogma. These people are labeled TARLs, trans-agnostic reactionary liberals. They are anti-woke leftists who generally oppose sex change procedures for minors. As in the Cultural Revolution, these moderates must be purged to achieve a greater good, according to Chu's reasoning. TARLs aren't TERFs, trans-exclusionary radical feminists, as embodied by Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling and second-wave feminists. While both are wholly objectionable to the trans lobby, Chu sees the former as more insidious because their anti-transness comes cloaked in allyship to the LGBTQ community. Seemingly at the center of Chu's essay is the notion of biological justice, which he never defines, though it appears to be related in some way to social justice. What trans kids are saying is this: the right to change sex that has been enjoyed for decades by their parents, friends, teachers, coaches, doctors, and representatives, especially if those people are white and affluent, this right belongs to them, too, he writes. We should understand this right as flowing not from a revanchist allegiance to an existing social order on the perpetual verge of collapse, but from a broader ideal of biological justice, from which there also flows the right to abortion, the right to nutritious food and clean water, and, crucially, the right to health care. Chu concludes that there should be no limits whatsoever placed on gender transitions for children. Let anyone change their sex. Let anyone change their gender. Let anyone change their sex again. Let trans girls play sports, regardless of their sex status. If they excel, this means only that some girls are better at sports than others, he writes. Let people use the gender-segregated facilities of their choice, desegregate whenever possible. Do not out children to their parents. Do not force anyone to change their sex or their gender. Give everyone health care. As Breitbart News reported, Chu won the Pulitzer Prize for criticism last year, a decision that provoked widespread skepticism from many women who see him as a glorified female imposter and sex fetishist. Chu has written that he became transgender due to his addiction to sissy porn, a genre in which men assume the submissive role, often by wearing women's underwear. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.